Apocalypse, chapter 6. What followed upon opening six of the seals? And I saw that the Lamb had opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures, as it were the voice of thunder, saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and there was a crown given him, and he went forth conquering, that he might conquer. Footnote: White horse. He that sitteth on the white horse is Christ, going forth to subdue the world by his gospel. The other horses that follow represent the judgments and punishment that were to fall on the enemies of Christ and his church. The red horse signifies war, the black horse famine, and the pale horse, which has death for its rider, plagues or pestilence. End of footnote. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and to him that sat thereon it was given that he should take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And a great sword was given to him. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come and see, and behold, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard, as it were a voice in the midst of the four living creatures, saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a penny, and thrice 2 pounds of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the wine and the oil. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and see. And behold, a pale horse, and he that sat upon him, his name was Death, and hell followed him, and power was given to him over the four parts of the earth to kill with sword, with famine, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Footnote: Under the altar, Christ as man, is this altar, under which the souls of the martyrs live in heaven, as their bodies are here deposited under our altars. End of footnote. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge, and revenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Footnote: Revenge our blood. They ask not this out of hatred to their enemies, but out of zeal for the glory of God, and a desire that the Lord would accelerate the general judgment, and the complete beatitude of all his elect. End of footnote. And white robes were given to every one of them one. And it was said to them that they should rest for a little time, till their fellow servants and their brethren, who are to be slain even as they, should be filled up. And I saw, when he had opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars from heaven fell upon the earth, as the fig tree casteth its green figs when it is shaken by a great wind. And the heaven departed as a book folded up, and every mountain and the islands were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the princes, and tribunes, and the rich, and the strong, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of mountains. And they say to the mountains and the rocks, Fall upon us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?